Penguin Random House presents World's Best Girlfriend, written by Durjoy Datta, read by Jehan Dhala. To myself, who manages to write despite the cutest, most distracting buttons of all time. Part 1. Anchal Madan. "Why are they getting so angry?" asks Ma, pointing to the group of people talking loudly in the hotel lobby. "It will just be a couple of hours more." "Why wouldn't they, Ma? They've paid for this holiday," I tell her. "They want things to be perfect." "Unlike us freeloaders, Didi," whined my nervous brother Gaurav. "That's not true," I argue. "We also deserve to be here, okay? We won the lucky draw, fair and square." And yet, I feel odd. The only reason we are at this 7-star, 40,000 rupees a night resort, on an all-expenses-paid vacation, is because, for the first time in our lives, we have been lucky. Just then, a bright-eyed, tall, polished representative from Mahindra Vacations walks towards the crowd of 20-odd, weary, impatient, grumbling middle-aged people. Most of us have been waiting in the hotel lobby since 7 in the morning for our rooms to be assigned. Every 30 minutes, the representative asks us to wait for another 30 minutes. Other families are angry at the mismanagement, but not us. We have had the welcome drink thrice. We have clicked pictures near the pool, at the beach, and at different spots in the lobby. We are sending pictures to our cousins, who also can't believe our luck. The representative addresses everyone brightly. "Welcome to Westlife Andamans. The check-in is at 12, but we are trying to get everyone into their beautiful rooms by 11 a.m. He checks his watch. "It's 9:30 right now. So, we want all of you to wait around for just a couple of hours more in the lobby, have the welcome drink, enjoy the weather by the patio, while the housekeeping staff make sure your rooms are perfect. Thank you for your patience." The crowd raises its hands in exasperation and grumbles under its breath. "This is what money does to you," whispers Papa to us. "Makes you ungrateful. Look at the Mahindra guy talking so politely, and they are not listening to him." Papa turns to look at me. "Tell me, had you not listened to that Mahindra person in the mall, would we have been here?" 3 months ago, a Mahindra Vacations employee had hounded me at Big Bazaar to fill up a contest form. "One lucky winner gets a fully paid vacation to the Andamans." We, the Madans, never fill out contest forms because we are the exact opposite of lucky. Everything we touch turns to ashes. It's as if God didn't shuffle the card deck before dealing them to us. All we got were cards of humiliation, frustration, despair, and hunger. A year after I was born, Papa's new shop, Anchal Stationery, closed down. A few months later, a tree fell on his scooter. When I was 3, Ma fell down while bathing me and has 3 crooked toes and a slightly unbalanced walk to remind her of that. My younger brother's birth was supposed to change the tide. He, too, failed. When I was 4, I stepped on my brother's hand and broke 2 of his fingers. He made it worse in the following months by getting sick too often and draining money on antibiotics, injections, and visits to the emergency ward. When I was 8, Papa's second store, now named Gaurav Stationery, shut shop. Our family turned to religion. The pandit said, "Griha bhari hai. Once the stars align, we will bathe in milk and sleep in silk. Pujas and havans, rings on our fingers, lockets on our necks didn't change our fortunes." When religion didn't work, We turned to academics. It was our last bastion. Luck could be broken by the surety of mathematics, science, geography. For 6 years, I stood second in class and missed out on the school scholarship. Paying for education, Gaurav always came third, so he used to miss the scholarship as well, meant smaller meals, faded clothes, and we grew up bony and sickly. And the only medicines we could afford came in small homeopathy bottles we borrowed from our neighbors. Ma's stitching business lost money. Papa got beaten up after his tuition students failed. We lost our savings in the bank scam. Mobiles were snatched from our hands. We never once won anything in a contest or on a scratch card. Sometimes our luck would change, but soon after, the universe would balance it out by cracking our water tank or making our scooter's engine die on us. Until this Mahindra vacations holiday. Only because I filled up that form. I saw the resort on the pamphlet. I saw the people in the images. It was everything I wanted. Our conversation is cut short by a guy's compelling, booming voice. Amit, it's Daksh. This is my first experience with Mahindra Vacations, and I must say, I am sincerely, what can I say, touched to see your concern, your effort. It's just so heartwarming. It's almost like you're my best friend now, he mocks in his gravelly, raspy voice. Having said that, we have some frail, old people just moments away from fainting with low blood sugar. My own sister is very young and can't wait for so long. His voice is deep, like it's coming from inside a cave. It reverberates inside my ribcage, even though he's 10 yards away from me. I stand on my toes to get a good look at him, but all I can see is his floppy hair. I understand. I'm not sure you do, Amit. His voice now goes deeper, the rumble in it almost scary. Otherwise, your initial time estimate would have been more precise. Now we're left with two potential scenarios. One, we have a long, complimentary breakfast while you solve the room issue. Or, collectively, we'll paint a tragic picture of our ordeal with Mahindra Vacations Online, complete with heartbreaking images of our elder members on the floor, writhing, eyes rolling. I'm sure we can find some good actors here. I will make my own sister lie down here, face down. The choice, Amit, is yours, because your name is going in every one of those reviews. The confused crowd mumbles in agreement. Amit's smile slowly disappears, and a deep, scared frown settles in. I... Amit stammers. There's no need to really do that. Then what are our options here? A nervous, sweating Amit tells us that he will talk to the management and get back to us in 15 minutes. It doesn't take him that long. The restaurant is straight ahead and then right, Amit informs us dryly. His voice, devoid of any enthusiasm. Mahindra Vacations is always working to deliver your best vacation. Of course they are, I hear the guy say. Free breakfast. Ma squeezes my arm excitedly. That fellow is clever, whispers Ma. Not clever, I respond. Just rich. Had I paid for this vacation, I would have fought too. You just said we deserve to be here, Didi, taunts Gaurav. You had the chance to fight. Instead, you were very happily having welcome drinks. Shut up. Maybe our luck's changing, says Papa brightly. I shake my head to warn him. Papa is the only optimist among the four of us, even though he has suffered from the legendary bad luck of the Madans the most. He should know better than anyone that whenever things seem to go our way, something goes wrong. Over the years, we have learnt not to laugh a lot or allow ourselves to be very happy. The law of averages works against us. We follow the hotel staff to the restaurant. That's when I see the guy for the first time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?